Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Time and Space, the Nerd Party's dedicated Doctor Who podcast. I'm Jessica Nunn.
And I'm her host and husband, Philip Gilfus.
Little disconcerted by the pause there, darling.
What are we to each other?
Are you rethinking things? It's too late.
It's too late, baby. It's too late. It's getting to be little countdown, though it doesn't seem like it, until our con experience here at the end of the month.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It'll be here before we know it.
Yep.
So, as I'm sure we've said, we have Billy Piper photo tickets, and then David Tennant will be buzzing around there, as well as Catherine Tate,
yep,
as far as the Doctor Who front. And then there's going to be like a million other people. I forget whatever they announced. Something new today.
Yeah, it was WWE wrestlers. People.
Well, it was wrestlers yesterday. It was something today. I know what it was. It was Christy, who was the original Buffy? Christy Swanson?
Yeah.
And except that's not how, she was not announced for Buffy, even though they did say that, but it was her and someone else in a movie. I'm just blanking on it.
I don't know. I don't remember saying it today.
Yeah, so. It was, I'm sure it's the guys, you know, whatever movie she was in with a guy. And that's what it's being. You know.
I like your
specificity. But I was just thinking like, well, I know her from Buffy. That's who I would, you know,
yeah,
you know, advertise her as.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm the original Buffy, you know.
Yeah.
So
the OG.
That's right. There you go. Someone's trying to be cool.
I'm not sure what OG means, but I feel like that's where
original
that goes.
Gangsta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you gotta be down with the sickness, darling.
I guess so. You're adorable. Yeah.
So we did get something in the mail, and by we, I mean me.
Mm.
We now have a new item on our Doctor Who shelf.
Two items.
/ altar. One, they were the same.
They came together.
Yes.
But they're not always the same.
No, that's true. And it kind of will serve as a springboard for our topic today.
Yep.
But I got the Sarah Jane and Canine action figures in the mail. So it was interesting. I saw the Sarah Jane one. I wish they had a younger one. This is sort of the Sarah Jane Adventure Sarah Jane. But actually, it looks like her really close up. I mean, I couldn't tell from the packaging. I was like, I looked vaguely. You know, you look at the Amazon
Sarah Jane-ish.
Yeah, but then you look at it, they did actually do the face pretty well. And then comes with canines.
There
you
we
know,
go.
Pair him up with anyone, you know.
Yes, yes, you can.
So, still a little grr that Sarah Jane is now for charge on Amazon Prime, which I don't understand. I understand, you know, there's movies that, you know, there's movies to rent on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I get that because they're modern or they're, you know, they're current releases or even maybe just popular, whatever. I get that. But TV shows, I mean, that's why I pay a Prime subscription. So I don't have to pay for TV shows.
Yeah. Maybe it's a British thing.
I guess.
Maybe we're having to pay for some of the
licensing.
British,
Or is this their way of saying just get BritBox already?
Could be.
Yeah. I know all classic is on BritBox. I don't know if Sarah Jane's on there. So I don't know.
Something to consider.
One of the millions of streaming services that will be out there.
Yeah.
So.
We're already having to think about Disney.
Yeah. I know you for Marvel, but well, I don't know. Right now I'm content in our Amazon Prime, Netflix, CBS All Access.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Once they start coming out with the Marvel TV shows, though.
Yeah, I don't know. But we didn't watch all the ones they had.
No, that's true. But these are more people
the movie,
that we love.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. I want to see Bucky Barnes.
Yes.
And the new Captain America.
Right. So, yes. But
and Loki.
Right. Well, speaking of spinoffs, that will be our topic today. Segue achieved.
That was beautiful.
Wasn't it, though?
And totally accidental.
Because we talked about Canine, speaking of Canine, his spinoff series,
and which I would encourage no one to watch.
Yeah, we even went to I've even forgotten the name of it. The, you know, 90s or 80s spinoff of oh lordy, now I'm blanking everyone's name on the Third Doctor's first companion, whose name I'm blanking on. We saw her spinoff of Mark Gatiss's first project.
Oh yeah, also encourage no one to watch. Joe?
No,
other one.
Yes, that's what I'm sorry.
Other Joe.
Just yell into your podcast, and we'll hear you, listeners. But you know, of course, there's Torchwood. There's Sarah Jane Adventures, as we talked about. You know, there's everything in the world class. You know, so but we got to thinking about, you know, what about some other spinoff opportunities? And so the question we're posing today is: which companions could have or should have had their own spinoff?
Yes.
So, darling, do you have any initial entry? I have two in my head. I'm hoping to get a third as we talk, though. But go ahead.
I have two definitive, I hope I get them and you don't.
Okay. Well, that's why you get to go first.
My first one is obviously going to be Ace.
Good. I didn't choose that because I thought you would.
Yes. Yes. Love to. Because she's so standalone.
Right.
Would love to see what she... even if it's... before she meets the Doctor, because okay. She meets the Doctor in outer space.
Right. I'm almost seeing some sort of like, you know, 80s or early 90s intro, musical intro, sort of like, not Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but something like sort of a musical explanation of like, you know, I was sitting in my bedroom and the Time Warp came and then, you know, suddenly I woke up and, you know. Da-da-da.
Sort of a mix of Fresh Prince and Punky Brewster, maybe.
Yeah, with a little Quantum Leap, maybe.
Yeah, well, I like that. Yeah, I can get behind that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely Ace. Ace deserved. She was such a dynamic character.
Mm-hmm. Very heart on her sleeve. So
yes, but so independent that mm-hmm. it's feasible.
Right. We would get more whether you like him or not. We just watched him. Whatever name, Salomon. That's not his name. Glitz. Whatever.
Oh yes,
but yeah. That's not his name, people. But you know who I'm talking about.
Yes, potentially
from Dragonfire, where we initially meet Ace. So. You know, she's going to be throwing milkshakes left and right on top of people.
Absolutely.
Know?
Loving so. It. Mostly Brexit people, I assume.
Right.
That's who you throw milkshakes
exactly.
on, right?
Ace is a early protester.
Yes. Oh, she totally is.
We could find out how she got into explosives.
Yep.
So, yeah. So you're definitely pitching the Ace prequel.
Not necessarily.
Right.
Just Ace.
Yep.
All Ace.
Okay. Well, so if it was a... Postquel? That's not it. Sequel is what it's called. But anyway, so it's an A sequel. So after she leaves, which we don't see why, you know, we don't know how her and the Doctor departed.
Yeah, and I think that's the other thing. You get such an open-ended opportunity with Ace. And I sort of think, even though I do want to know how she got to where she got to, I think there's a lot more possibility within the sequel rather than the prequel.
Or do you imagine she would be?
Where do I imagine?
Or when?
Yeah. I mean, I think she's figured out something that gives her the opportunity to travel.
Is it a time travel motorcycle?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Right.
What fun.
Yeah. She just has an empty sidecar and she just picks up people as companions
and
time travel motorcycles.
Love it.
Yeah.
Done.
So this one, it's depressing when I go to it, but it's actually just a one and done. It's not even a series. This would just be a special, a Christmas special, New Year's special. You do whatever you want to. But here, and I'm not trying to bring none of it, but of course, you know, the Sarah Jane Adventures just abruptly end it because, you know, Liz Sladen died. And so there wasn't any, like, you know, closure. I mean, we haven't seen it because... got to pay for it, apparently, Amazon Prime. But, you know, it's just, I mean, the production closed because she died, and that's it, and no more Sarah Jane Adventures, you know. So, you know, which makes sense, obviously. I mean, when your name's in the title, it's kind of hard to continue on when you
not completely impossible. It has been done before.
Yeah, we're not going to recast Sarah Jane. But, so here's my thing. Since she appeared before, why not have, and we already talked about it, why not have Katie Manning, Joe Grant, show up for the Sarah Jane Adventures special post Liz Sladen death, and just to wrap everything up.
Mm.
So, you know, you could have, you know, you could not even be anything alien. You kind of could be just be a regular, you know, Sarah Jane just, you know, had an embolism or heart attack or whatever, you know, whatever you want to do. And but then just dealing with the loss, but then sort of setting up then what happens, you know, who takes over for Mr. Smith and where do the kids go? And doesn't us, you know, just sort of setting up the next great adventure, which doesn't even have to go anywhere, but just sort of kind of gives closure and that, you know, the earth
sends everybody off into the sunset.
Right. And, but the earth will stay protected. But yeah. Anyway, they know Joe, cause she showed up on with the doctor episode and on Sarah Jane. And so, but I thought she could sort of serve as the, you know, that generation being represented. You know, she heard, maybe she comes for the funeral or whatever, you know, maybe, didn't her nephew become someone famous? I remember being like, oh, that guy became someone. Anyway, I'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
He started in something else. I'm like, oh, that was that guy. But anyway, whoever her nephew was. but anyway, so yeah, that's just my thought.
Okay.
One and done, you know, so a little more Joe Grant. Cause we know we can now say we've seen Katie Manning. And so she certainly has the gusto to keep on going.
Absolutely.
You know, she may not have enough gusto for her own series, but, you know, so that was my thought.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, sad, but hopefully end on something good.
Yeah. Closure.
Yeah.
Sunsets. Ding, ding, ding.
Sunrise, sunset.
Hmm.
So what is your second thought?
My second one is one that I've mentioned before.
Okay.
And to me seems like a really obvious choice.
Okay.
Clara and Me.
Okay, right. And that's not one I thought of. Okay.
Oh, good. Yep. Oh, yay.
And we just to clarify, she's not talking about herself. Unless you have some sort of Clara thing I didn't know about.
No, I do not.
Right.
But, I mean, they clearly go off into the sunset together.
Right.
So, and that's a fantastic, really interesting combination. That would be a lot of fun to watch.
You could, I'm almost half joking, but you can almost have, like, thinking of like the A-Team or something, but where the Time Lords are after her to get her to come back to die, since she was stolen from her death window or whatever you want to call it. And so, you know, there could be maybe not the Time Lords because they're sort of stuck, quote unquote, on Gallifrey, but maybe an agent from the Time Lords, or they've sent a, not an assassin, but at least, you know, a bounty hunter or something.
Bucky Barnes!
That's right, the Time Soldier.
The Wintertime Soldier.
That's right.
Later on, there'll be a Summertime Soldier. Right. It'll be light. It'll be nice.
The Summertime Soldier.
With a little mix of Bucky Brewster. But yeah, I think, and you know, two ladies in a TARDIS.
Right.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So what did you think? Where do you think the Me character, like, because she's sort of a, I don't know how to describe her character. I mean, I don't want to say depressed, but she's certainly detached. Maybe that's the better one.
I think that's the benefit of having Clara, is that Clara pulls her out of that some, and gives her that sense of adventure that she hasn't had in a long time.
Right.
And then the Me character is Dr. Detached.
Right.
And so not quite as enamored of the human race, certainly, anymore. But off to see new adventures. You know, she's lived so long on Earth. Now off she pops to find new and interesting things.
Yeah. Because I think, that, you know, Me would always be like, oh, you know, you're just a speck to me. You know, you'll die and I'll go on and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so Clara will be like, oh, you're a cheerful lot.
Yeah, and she toss her hair and
draw
Me in despite Me's best intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And that felt awkward.
I'm also wondering at what point do they update the desktop setting on the TARDIS?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of potential there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my second one.
Mm-hmm. My second one is one I'm only half for, because you'll get why. Martha and her husband, Mickey.
Ricky.
Yeah. You know, because we sort of saw that with the, you know, the Tens ending, which we'll soon be seeing in theaters. But, you know, there's obviously a lot there. You know, they're obviously jumping around space, at least, if not time. But we'll just do space. Well, you know, we'll just limit them to space. But they're sort of, you know, jumping around space. I'm not sure what they're doing exactly.
Yeah. And this sequel would give us the opportunity exactly. to find out.
Yeah, and so, you know, get the background of how they met. And I mean, it doesn't have to be a flashback, but just, you know, through the storytelling, you learn that. And then, you know, who knows, maybe they have kids, you know, space kids, you know.
It feels a little bit like a Torchwood thing.
Right.
Because they're out to right the world.
Right. I mean, a little, you know, less dark, hopefully, than Torchwood. But, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to go the other way.
Yeah, and then, you know, this isn't why I like it, because I like Martha. I mean, that's why. And Mickey, whatever. She married him. I can't help that.
Yeah.
That's what the story told. But, yeah, I mean, you know, something to be said for, you know, a people of color Doctor Who spinoff. You know, that's I'm just throwing that out there as another plus to throw out there. But, yeah, they would, I mean, I don't know. Again, I wasn't sure their role. They weren't soldiers or bounty hunters or I don't know what they were.
Vigilantes.
Yeah. You know who they could possibly meet as they're spacing around?
Clara and me?
No.
Oh.
Jenny.
They could be the ones. Oh.
Yeah.
Who also deserves a sequel.
Yeah. And so maybe they, you know, they can bring her in like mid-series.
Yep. So I like it.
If you felt like, you know.
Brighten it up.
Because, because maybe Jenny's found a way to do time. So right now we're just spacing around with Martha and plus one. And
Ricky Mickey. Mickey Ricky.
And so, and then we go from there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Because I think it's interesting because Jenny doesn't actually know them. I mean, they both know the Doctor, but Jenny was from Donna's
era. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, you know, but then, I mean, that, you know, they don't have to know each other. But I'm just saying, but they're all sort of 10 companions, and so you sort of have that connection without having that connection. So, and they're all very different characters, of course. All three of them are very different.
Yeah, I can get behind this.
So,
yep, cool.
Yeah. So, any other thoughts?
I think we need a Christmas special with, and hear me out.
Okay, I'm sitting down.
Think we need a Christmas special with Perry. And her new husband.
We'll talk about that later, darling. But yeah, I was trying to think of classic companions because, you know, you've watched enough now. Mm. So you said Ace, of course, obviously. Any other classic companions?
Perry and Brian.
You know, you'd only watch the first episode. And
that's why I said Christmas special, one and done. Jamie.
Okay.
I mean, just a really interesting character.
Right.
And someone who was very endearing to fans.
Right.
So he might be an interesting one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of whether there could be some sort of plot device. Now, you know, again, I don't know when you would
have. Oh, I know what the plot device is.
What?
He travels through the stones.
Oh, okay. I like it. No, I like
it. Yeah.
Like
so it's Doctor Who meets Outlander.
Okay. Now, where would he be traveling to? Like, all of time and space, or just, like, the future of Scotland? Or the past of Scotland?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You could do a lot of interesting things with just Scotland.
It kind of reminds me a little bit.
Although, if you're going to go all Outlander, then he's with the Scots when they all move to North Carolina.
Well, I was just thinking it could be, we only watched the first episode, but we'll watch some more. But it's the English translation of The Time Ministry, the Spanish show we were watching.
Oh, yeah.
Where? Because that was just Spain, wasn't it? It wasn't all of the world, right?
I don't know. We only watched one episode.
No, but yeah, because all the doors went to different... It was just Spanish, I think.
I don't know.
We'll have to watch. But I think it was just Spain. But my point is, he could still go all around Scotland time.
Yep.
But, yeah. I think that would be interesting. And, you know, you could go alien invasion, or you just go historical conspiracy, like... The Spanish series.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm trying to remember. The Ministry did Tempo. I don't know. I don't know my Spanish. Yeah. But anyway, yeah.
With just a little bit of Punky Brewster.
I can see. I don't know which part. Is he in overalls? Or
stuck in a refrigerator.
Hey, look, it was a very special episode for a reason.
Sorry, you go again. I'll just sit here and giggle.
Yeah, I don't know. I was lost because, you know, you could just go through all the companions, and that's not the purpose. I mean, you know, there's always sort of the family dynamics because that was sort of big for New Who. And I'm not saying it, but of course, you know, you got Rose and her mom, you have Martha and her family, which neither of those really pulled to me for a series. You have Donna and her family. Again, I think we got enough in the series that we don't necessarily need to pull that apart for any
reason. Although I would not be sad to watch Granddad go around in space.
Yeah. Now,
I have another one.
Well, I have one too.
Hurry up, because I've got another one. Let's go.
Well, it's probably a little on the nose, but I'll go for it. Amy and Rory. So they're stuck in early 20th century New York.
It's all very noir.
Right, exactly. And so, I don't know what it would
I did think of them.
Maybe, I'm just throwing this out. Because, you know, the whole just alien invasions, I mean, yeah, but then that's kind of... What if there's some sort of American Torchwood? No, I mean, you know, it would have to... It wouldn't be Torchwood, because that's obviously the UK. Because it's literally the whole purpose is to protect the Commonwealth. But, you know, some sort of American-like division that has, you know, saw what Torchwood was doing and like, well, we need to start our own. And so, I don't know what you would call it. That would be the name of the series, of course, whatever it is. would it have to be a you know, because Torchwood is a...
Anagram.
I just couldn't think of the word. Anagram of Doctor Who. So I don't know, maybe it's an anagram of like Rory and Amy or something. Yeah. I don't know what it would be. No, don't try to think about it.
Watching my eyes glaze over.
So yeah, but it's some sort of special thing because, I'm trying to think of the premise, whether they would end up being the leaders or they would just be sort of the ones who just get roped in, and I don't know.
Yeah, I think Amy would go running towards it, and Rory would be the reluctant companion once again.
But then I don't know, because you know what else he's gonna are you gonna do stuck in?
Well, she writes books,
right?
So maybe by he's day, the one. By day.
Yeah. Ooh, better yet, it just turns into Murder, She Wrote. Yeah, there you go. Except with a heavier typewriter.
Yeah. Yep.
So what is your one you got, darling?
Bill and Puddle Girl.
Yeah, they would definitely have to have a good pilot.
Yes,
I mean, I like Bill. Don't get me wrong. I like Bill. Puddle Girl doesn't bring a lot to the table other than the crazy eyes. But yeah, they're going to...
But crazy eyes are important.
That's true. Well, Orange is the New Black went well for a reason.
It's also what our marriage is based on.
Crazy eyes?
Crazy eyes.
I thought it was Crazy Train.
That too.
Okay.
Yeah,
something was crazy.
Somebody's been looking at the vows. But yeah, I mean, I think again when you think about what has been left as an option, that one was obviously left very open ended. Let's go see what there is to see.
So, if folks have any ideas for their companion shows, spinoffs, just let us know. You can tweet me at NC Public Servant.
And I'm at One Phoenix Theater.
So with that, we'll go into the TARDIS library.
When you close your eyes,
I go to the library.
Go to the library now.
So for the TARDIS library, picking up sort of from our last month Six Doctor series and getting a little bit into the Sixth Doctor, for better or for worse, we finally finished The Trial of the Time Lord.
Finally finished.
Otherwise known as season whatever number it is, which apparently is now on Blu-ray. Okay. So, you know, of course, we'd watched the first two the other week. And the third episode, or serial, we had seen before, but we kind of watched it again, kind of in passive mode, Terror of the Vervoids. And then we just finished watching The Ultimate Foe, a.k.a. episodes 13 and 14.
I totally heard that as Foe, F-A-U-X. I was like, what?
Yeah. Well, it was The Ultimate Fake, wasn't it?
It really was.
Yeah. Yep. So The Ultimate Foe first premiered 29th November 1986. And would you care to read the synopsis of the Sixth Doctor's final appearance?
I would like to very much. Charged with genocide by the treacherous Veilyard at his trial, the Doctor receives help from an unlikely source to turn the tide of the High Council's rulings in his favor and reveal that Veilyard as a wrongdoer, the Master. For the Veilyard's own crimes are so atrocious, even the Doctor's arch enemy will help to ensure that the villain won't see the light of day again. Cornered, the Valyard flees to the Matrix, where he can be the Doctor's judge, jury, and executioner.
I think you're letting your Southern overtake your British there.
Was I?
Valyard.
What?
Valyard.
Valyard.
That is a hard yard.
Sorry.
Yes. So, yeah, this was the Sixth Doctor's final journey. Now, we went from four-parter to a two-parter for the end.
Mm-hmm.
The time difference may be different because they were two 30-minute episodes, whereas the other ones may have been 20 or whatever. But anyway, so what did you think of the wrap-up to the trial and the last appearance of the Sixth Doctor?
Glad it's over. Liked the twist of the Master.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't sure that I particularly liked the twist of the Valyard.
Right. Yard.
Yard.
Mm-hmm. It's how they measure their football. Yeah. And to me, that was always sort of the interesting thing about the Valyard, because it's supposed to be the evil side of the Doctor between his 12th and 13th incarnations, which we've never dipped into, because... I mean, well, I suppose we could, right? We have the 13th Doctor. But then, how are you counting?
Was it between 12 and 13?
Well,
I thought they said something like between 12 and ..
Well, it's 12th in your last incarnation, but I thought the premise was...
Oh, right. Okay. And I didn't hear it that way, because...
And so, but, of course, the counting's off, because, of course, the 13th Doctor is really the 15th Doctor. So, technically, I guess if you were going to make it... you know, Moffat canon, it would be between the 10th Doctor and the 11th Doctor, between Tennant and Smith.
Okay.
Because you have Grandpa, and then you have Hansi, the 10th Doctor. So, Dr. Donna.
Dr. Donna.
Yeah.
So, and Grandpa, are you talking about the War Doctor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, I mean, you know, if you're trying to make that fit, it would be the dark side of Tennant and Smith.
Mm.
So, which we've seen the dark side of Smith before. We during the Amy's Choice with the Dream Lord.
Yep.
So, but yeah, and so, and if you're trying to make this, but anyway, but they've never heard a comeback to that. Maybe it's just as well they didn't.
Yeah.
But anyway, but yeah. So
yeah, I'm good with that.
So a Master appearance was interesting. You know, in my sort of dark classic fandom, I'm like, ugh, I'm sick of him. But if you were watching this in order, he hadn't appeared for a little bit. Maybe since the Mark of the Ronnie, whatever. The first Ronnie episode was the Sixth Doctor and the Ronnie and the Master. And maybe that was it for him. But of course, this is his penultimate appearance.
Because
he would never appear until the last in Survival. So the Seventh Doctor never met the Max except for that last episode, like the very last episode of Classic Who.
Okay.
So this is sort of his last, I'm appearing in every episode, you know,
yes.
Adventure.
Now we're taking a break.
Yeah. So we can cancel this series. And this is the last appearance of the Time Lords until New Who. So Time Lords in funny hats, not until, which we'll watch the Tenth Doctor, you know.
Yep.
So anyway, all that said, so what'd you think about the revelation of Harry's fate?
Obviously I'm glad she's alive.
Are you?
I'm glad she's alive and not on Earth. Can't wait to see the Christmas special. And that sums up my she needed some sort of denouement.
It's not a complaint per se. Her death in whatever that second serial was, it's just sort of like, I mean, it's pretty cruel, tragic, you know. It's sort of like, I mean, I forget how it happens. I mean, I generally know how it happened. You know, she's basically, you know, taken to the lab and then put to sleep, and then that's basically her dead, because they put the guy's personality in her, and that's it. She's dead. She's gone. That's it. The end of Perry. And it's sort of like, did you really, what? That's
it?
Yeah. I mean, which, it reminds me, we've been talking a little bit of Angel here. That's how Fred died in Angel. If you remember, she opened up the mysterious casket, and the whatever ancient being took her body over and killed her, and then she woke up as the ancient being. Similar, but anyway, so, you know, but that kind of killed Fred. You're like, oh, okay.
Yep.
Of course, I drew it out a little bit, so you could have had a death, whereas Perry just sort of like, ah, and then that's it.
Is never seen again,
yeah.
Except for one screenshot.
Exactly. So yeah, I mean, I obviously would prefer her. Though, I don't know from the character standpoint if it makes sense, because in that episode with Brian, he's like, "You're my queen," and she's like, "Okay, we'll see."
Yeah, but, I did think that. What's the story behind her leaving?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, because it feels like a sudden.
I mean, I think they were just in the mood to fire people. What can I say?
Yeah, maybe.
First Nicola, then Colin, and then cleaning house here.
Yeah.
So, of course, I mean, I have to remind myself, because even the Mel didn't, well, classic is always hard, because the serials seem short, but they're not, because they're, you know, individual episodes. Mel only stayed a season or a series, depending on your verbiage, because, you know, she shows up in these last two, and then she'll just be there for, like, four serials, and then Dragonfire, and then we pick up Ace. So, but I mean, she was there for one whole, so I guess I can't complain. Or she can't. She at least got a full one in.
Yeah.
I suppose Perry did too. Yeah. She got a few in. But anyway, all that to say, yes. Huh. So, yeah, that's it with the Sixth Doctor. You know, I'm going to do the first Doctor here. Someday. But anyway, I am looking forward to, I don't know if you can quote me as saying this, even though I'll deny it. I am looking forward to one day getting or listening to the Sixth Doctor adventure. I forget what it's called. But basically, they try to give him his proper send-off.
Right.
Like, it's actual an audio regeneration, you know, story. So it's a good box, you know, your usual big finished box set, just like River Song or whatever, except the Sixth Doctor instead of provides him the story about
how he ended up on that floor.
Yes.
In a wig.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I think gives him a little kind of like, I haven't heard it described, you know, gets sort of that stereotypical, all the companions, doctor,
yeah,
you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't get any of that.
No. So, you know, as a, look, I junk on the Sixth Doctor all the time, and you know what, I'm not glad Colin got fired, but I'm glad it ended when it did end. And but all that to say, you know, I still like to treat actors right, because the story that I don't know the actual story, but at least the general story is they invited him back after firing him to do a regeneration, and he's like, no.
Yeah, reasonable. I think I'd be that way too.
But then I don't know how you handle that, because I don't know how you would get a regeneration. It's like, I don't know.
What do you mean?
In other words, how would you get that regeneration? Is there a way to say we're going in a different direction and still get him to do it? I guess maybe it's how it was done. Maybe we'll find that out in our next documentary video.
Yeah, and also, you build it into your contract.
Right.
You know, somehow.
Right. From then on, they had the regeneration clause.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether you quit or we fire you, you must film a regeneration scene.
Yeah. Is he the only one who's been fired?
Well, no. Bill Hartnell.
Oh, yes, of course.
Start at the very beginning.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
But everybody else, it's been a choice, and mm-hmm. they could build up to it. But even with a firing, you can let them know that, you know, it just seems rather unceremonious.
Right.
They, you know, you go off on summer halls and get the call saying you're not coming back,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, we've decided not to extend your contract
mm-hmm.
past the filming of your regeneration. Dun dun. It's right there. You know,
I guess
a strange choice.
Right. And this is the seventh month, so we'll soon be watching our seventh Doctor documentary. And I know it, you know, our last documentary ended off in a cliffhanger.
Yes.
About Colin getting the call. So we will pick that up with how that call went.
Yeah.
So we'll be looking forward to that. But yeah. It's. I mean, I guess technically McGann wasn't fired as much as not picked up.
Yeah.
But again, we'll be talking about that next month.
Yes. So. Yep, because we are already in the seventh month.
Yeah. So that's it for the Sixth Doctor. And actually, you know, I have to admit, for the most part, the trial, you know, you can take the trial storyline for what you want. But all of those serials, they were fine. I mean, none of them were bad. None of them were clunky. None of them were...
Out of the ordinary.
Yeah. I mean, because there's some sixth ones where I'm just, like, stabbing my eye. Maybe it was just a parry. But no, parry's on the first two, so I can't say anything. But, I will say that last season was certainly fine.
It was fine. Yeah. Fine, but darling, fine.
And I just got used to him after a while. I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah.
He wasn't as annoying.
Yeah. Carrots, carrots, carrots.
Well, until next week, enjoy watching, listening, and reading about the Doctor's adventures throughout time and space.
This is BBC Television.